On your Wednesday afternoon, Rich Kimball, Carrie Haskell here, and it's time for our weekly visit with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Mr. Draper.
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing today?
Well, I'm loving postseason hockey, I'll tell you that. Seven overtimes in two games. They may be on to something here.
Yeah, exactly. This is exactly what the NHL wanted, right? You got playoff hockey and each game coming down to the wire, going into overtime. And so a great start, I think, to hockey north of the border there.
And for the Bruins, apparently proving for at least one game, you can play like you don't care through a round robin, flip the switch, and ratchet things up for a playoff game.
Yeah, we saw a much more engaged Bruins team, I thought, today. But I'm still a little worried, Rich. They should have won that game going away. It was too close for comfort. And, you know, as I'm watching it, and fortunately they got the win, but I thought it would be devastating if they lost this game. I mean, they had to win this game. And I know it's only one game, but can you imagine if they would have lost? We'd be talking about the top line not coming through, power play struggling. You know, they can't flip the switch, and so now they're feeling good about themselves, and it was a good win. They played good hockey. You know, it shouldn't have been that close, though.
Celtics seem to be ramping it up just in time as well. A nice performance last night against the Grizzlies.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, for me, you know, I was most impressed probably by Jason Tatum, and I guess I should be 29 points. That's another ho-hum, but he did it so efficiently, 10 of 13 shooting. Really just, it didn't look like he broke a sweat out there. And now the Celtics have won four in a row. I firmly believe they'll probably win tomorrow against the Wizards, even though the Celtics are resting a bunch of their guys. So they're going into the playoffs with some momentum.
And Gordon Hayward playing easily his best basketball as a member of the Celtics.
Yeah, he's consistent, right? He's engaged. You know, we saw it yesterday, a couple of plays, him driving the lane, him throwing it down for a dunk. I mean, you know, we don't ask Gordon to go out there and be 25, 30 point a night Gordon like he was in Utah, but you got to feel his presence, right? You got to know he's out there on the floor. I don't want him just standing in the corner waiting for Kimba or somebody to pass the ball. When he gets the ball, he has to make an impact. And so far in Orlando, he's been able to do that.
Yeah, and I think you're right. Part of it, too, though, is that he doesn't have to be the guy. He's got so much talent around him.
And that's a luxury for the Celtics, right? I mean, you can't just game plan to stop one guy, you know? And I think that's why Kemba Walker is so happy, because down there in Charlotte, he had to do it all. You know, think about it. The win against Orlando, Kemba Walker was 1 of 9, 4 points, and the Celtics still won that game. And so they're going to be a tough out, no doubt about it, come the playoffs. And I love the fact, you know, regarding Hayward, that he doesn't have to do it all. Gordon, just go out there, play your game, be aggressive when you can. And, you know, nobody's asking him, like I said, to give 30 a night. I mean, if he averages his 18, 19 points a night in the playoffs, I think the Celtics will be happy with that.
We know what we're likely to see out of the starters, but who do you think going forward into the postseason, who are the key bench guys for the Celtics?
Well, we got to talk about Robert Williams, right? Mm. After not seeing him the first three games, basically, you know, the last three or so, he's actually played pretty well. And I think, you know, he's an X factor come to playoffs. You know, they'll likely match up with the 76ers. And I still maintain Enes Kanter will be the first big man off the bench against Joel Embiid. But Robert Williams, and Scal mentioned it on a postgame show last night, gives them something they don't have. Nobody else can give them. And that's a guy that plays above the rim. And so when you're coming off those screens, instead of having to make a bounce pass or try and, you know, fit it into a small corner, just lob it up, throw it up top, and Robert Williams will go get it. And he's a shot blocker, too, and it's something they don't have on the other end. And so I think he's probably helped his cause more than any other player on the Celtics during the bubble.
It seems like a no-brainer to us. The Celtics have extended Brad Stevens' contract, but boy, when he was first hired, there were still some doubters out there who didn't believe that a college coach could make that transition, some who were burned by the Rick Pitino experience. But what's been the key to Brad Stevens' success?
I think he's a humble guy. He doesn't have an ego. And when I say that, I truly mean it. You mentioned Rick Pitino. You mentioned some of these other big-name coaches. They ran college programs. It was their way or the highway, you know, and you can't do that in the NBA. You know, you got guys making, you know, 5-6 times as much money as you do in the NBA. And so that's one thing Brad Stevens has done a great job with, managing egos, I feel like the players truly think that Brad Stevens cares for them. He puts family first. And so, you know, he's willing to listen, you know. And I think, you know, that's where some of the other college coaches have failed. And Brad Stevens, you know, he came from humble beginning. Even Butler is not a major powerhouse. And so, it's been a seamless transition for him. I mean, and it's a well-deserved extension. Brad's going to be around for years to come.
It was nice to hear some positive news about Tommy Heinsohn from Mike Gorman last night.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like Tommy's on the mend, doing better, watching all the games, still yelling about the officials. And I know people always ask me, how's Tommy doing? And it's good to hear him doing well. I mean, when you talk about Celtics basketball, there's not one single figure that's been tied to Celtics basketball like Tommy Heinsohn, right? I mean, the guy goes back, you know, seven decades. We're talking 50s all the way up to now, and he bleeds green. So it's good to hear that he's doing better.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Red Sox placed Andrew Benintendi on the injured list, so maybe that explains why he hasn't been able to hit a lick so far this year.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to make excuses for him, though, right? I mean, is that a result of his struggles, or is it struggles because of the injury situation? I don't know, but, you know, he has been, I guess you could say, you know, the most disappointing position player for the Red Sox. And, you know, if I'm the Red Sox, it's one of those seasons where they may hang around. They may be, you know, a few games, you know, from making a playoff run. And if I'm them, that's all I can ask for, right? Just try to keep the fans interested as long as you can.
Patriots, it looks like, adding some running back depth, picking up Lamar Miller, the former Houston Texan. It's just more Bill Belichick looking in the couch cushions to find some talent.
Yeah, just to see if he has anything left in the tank, right? Coming off a major injury a year ago, and is he the guy we saw 2 years ago where he averaged better than 4.5 yards a carry? And it's a flyer, right? Just a one-year deal. And so, which is surprising, though, Rich, because I feel like the Patriots have a crowded backfield already as is. So it'll be interesting to see how much longer Lamar lasts in Foxborough. But I think it's one of those things where you take a flyer, see, you know, what he can give you, see if he still has that burst from a few years ago. And if he does, great. If not, you know, it doesn't hurt you to cut him.
Drapes, I enjoyed this. Someone out in social media asked about people in the highly profitable broadcast media business, how much money they made in their first gig. And, man, first of all, I can't believe you were working full-time in 1999. You were only about 13 years old.
Yeah, exactly. You add another zero to it. I was in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I had just graduated, and I was a news producer / reporter in the great city of La Crosse, Wisconsin, and they paid me $14,000 a year. But I'll tell you, Rich, I thought I was living large back then.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that $14,000, because it was more money than I had ever made in my life. And I remember, I think my rent was like $500 or something like that a month. And so things were tight, no doubt. But, you know, back then I was living off ramen noodles and you know, beer and stuff like that. Like, I didn't need anything else. I didn't need the quiet comforts of home. And so, but yeah, 20 plus years ago, that's how I got started in the business.
I remember my first job was part-time as a young guy, and it was, I don't know what the yearly salary was, but I know I was getting the minimum wage, which then was $2.10 an hour, and man, I felt like a king.
Exactly. You just don't know, right? You just don't know as you're coming up, but nowadays I think people are way more aware of their value and how much they should be paid.
Right, so I get $2.50 now.
Right, it's a big time now, right?
I remember I interviewed for the job. I had an audition. I'm 17 years old. I know nothing. And the station manager said, how badly do you need the job? And I said, I'm 17. I'm in high school. I'm living at home. He goes, perfect. You're our guy.
Had all the qualifications. Huh?
That's what, yeah. Will you work cheaply and take all the bad hours? You're just the guy we're looking for.
Yep.
Drapes, when we get to see you on TV again, will we be on before Celtics pregame live tomorrow morning?
No, guess what, Rich? I got some breaking news.
Oh.
I'm filling in for Mike Gorman tomorrow, so I will be on the play-by-play. Scal and I beginning at noon, pregame at 11. and then tip off between the Celtics and Wizards at noon. So I'm excited.
Well, yeah, and it means the Celtics win too if you're on the call.
Exactly. Rub a little Drapes magic on them, and hopefully they get that win.
Fantastic. We'll be tuned in tomorrow. Drapes, thanks as always. Have a good night, and we'll be watching tomorrow at noon.
Okay, talk to you soon, Rich.
Thank you, Kyle. Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, every Wednesday here on the program.